In our last presentation, we concentrated on short-term investments, short-term securities, short-term vehicles, sometimes they're called. And these are places where we park our money, a place to park your money for the short term. We discussed commercial paper and bankers' acceptance notes, but we noticed that they're not for us retail investors. No. They are more for entities such as money market mutual funds and large pension funds, life insurance companies, banks, and the like, because you have to have $100,000 to buy one, and they want you to buy more than one. But we're going to look at a few of those because we're going to look at a couple of money market mutual funds, which turn around and invest in the commercial paper and treasury bills and the like. So that is how we have access to the commercial paper market, the treasury bill market, and the like. So let's take a look. What are we mostly invest in? Yeah, money markets, savings accounts, CDs. Yeah, that's what we can afford. So let's take a look at the T. Rowe Price Cash Reserves Money Market Fund. And this is an interesting fund. They say that they have securities that mature up to 397 days, which is unusual. Most short-term securities mature in 30 days or 90 days or 180 days, less than a year, less than 365 days. But the average is 60 days. So obviously they are a short term. And then this one right here is another money market mutual fund that invests in mostly treasury bills, government money market mutual fund. So that's the safest of the money market funds. And then we'll go back in time and see what's happened over the last few years. So let's first take a look at the T. Rowe Price Cash Reserves Fund. Now, this is a mutual fund. And in our next chapter, you're going to work through prospectuses and mutual fund annual reports and the like and websites. So we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. We'll just zoom on down and take a look at the, this is all the information that we will learn about in our next chapter, but we're going to find what it invests in. And most all mutual funds will show you their top 10 holdings. Notice they have $4.24 billion that they're managing. That's a lot of zeros, folks. That's not, we don't get involved in that. And see, here are the diversification. We'll discuss some of these. You should make sense. Remember, treasury bills and commercial paper. What are repurchase agreements? I don't know. We'll take a look at those. But notice that mostly in the United States, but then there's some outside the United States. But here's what we're interested in. The top 10 holdings. And all mutual funds will have a place where you can see their top 10 holdings. And you'll see that the treasury bills are their top holding. And this one is a coupon yield of 0.11%. They're basically paying us almost nothing, but that's not unheard of, as we'll see. There is precedent. Treasury notes, which are 2 to 10 years, but these are notes that are going to mature very quickly. Notice they're maturing in April of 30th, 2021. These, by the time you read these will have already matured. January 14th. By the time you watch this, I'm recording this once. It's the 5th today, January 5th. So by the time you watch this, they're already matured. And here are things that have already matured. Here, the Royal Bank of Canada mortgage repo repurchase agreements is what they stand for. They're basically like commercial paper in reverse. You normally buy a commercial paper, a mutual fund, and then it matures, and the company or the treasury, whatever, they buy it back. In a repurchase agreement, you sell it to somebody, and then you buy it back. It's a little strange, and they were abused in the 2000s, in the mid 2000s, in the run up to the financial catastrophe. And if you saw the movie The Big Short, they just gloss over these things. But there were people who were using these to hide bad debts on their books. There's the Treasury notes that are going to be, they can go up to a year and a half. This is not until October 31st, 2022. By the way, the repurchase agreements have already been, they've already matured. So this is unusual. You usually don't see something, that's a year and almost 10 months. Well, a year and 10 months. So you don't usually see that in a money market mutual fund. Well, this is a cash reserves. It's not quite as safe as a money market, but it's pretty darn safe. And there's Goldman Sachs, 0.1% treasury notes. So what are we, KBC, what is that? KBC Bank, I'm not sure, Nevada, New York, 0.1. So what are they paying us? These have already matured, by the way, December 4th, 2020. Not very much, right? They're paying very little. And remember, the mutual fund company has to make money, so they're going to pay you even less, right? So they're going to take some of that cut of that. In fact, let's see what they usually will tell you what they're paying. I shouldn't run through this. Yeah, well, one year they paid 0.53, but now they're paying nothing. Seven day yield. Here it is, 0.01%. Really, if they did not waive the fees that they're making off of this, they would actually be charging you to manage their money. Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, well, let's stop that guy right there. And let's go back now to take a look at the one that just invests mostly, I think they might have a few, but mostly all in, go down to page 5 or 6. Remember, you're going to be going through mutual fund annual reports, prospectuses, and the like. But here, now you see, we saw the top 10 holdings in that one, but now we're seeing all the holdings. And you'll notice this is very typical of a money market mutual fund. They have dozens and dozens and dozens of securities. Why? Because they're all maturing so quickly. Look at these. These have already all matured. This guy was done, when was this guy done? The 30th of September. And the stuff they have is almost all matured. Look, it's all January. I'm not sorry. October, November, December. Here's a few that, well, by the time you read this, most all these will have matured. Here's one, the 2nd of February. And then here's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And we'll discuss what these guys are. But they're not part of the government, but they're government owned. And what are they paying? Nothing. Look at all these guys are paying you. Nothing, nothing. So that's what you're up against now with short-term interest rates. They're basically paying nothing. Now, it's great if you're borrowing money. So the Treasury is borrowing money at hardly any money, at hardly any interest at all. Now, what I forgot to go through, here, I'm going to go through this. Let's go to the first one. Hear this one. This one's already matured. But remember, we talked in the presentation about the discount method. Let me make it a little bigger. Make it a little bit bigger there so you can see a little bit better. And get out of the way. Get out of the way. How do we get you out of the way? I don't know. How do we get you out of the way? I don't think I can. Here. Here's this one. Let's take a look at this one right here. This one's pretty easy to see. Here. Treasury bills that matured. They've already matured. This company no longer owns these, but this document is from the 30th of September. But they were paying 0.11%. But here's what happened. The treasury bills matured at 700,000. Actually, you have to add 3 zeros, so 700 million, right? But they didn't pay 700 million for them. They bought them at a discount. Now, we don't know exactly what they bought them at, but the day that this accounting was done, September 30th, they were worth $699,951. So they could turn around and sell them now at that time. They could have sold them on September 30th for that amount, and then whoever then held them until the 29th of October would earn the difference between the maturity value and what they paid for them. So you see, that's the discount. But we're not used to that. We're used to putting in $100 and getting our interest on $100. But the way these things work is you buy them for $99 and then you get $100 back when they mature. That's called the discount method. Cool? Okay, so now we see in the beginning of 2021, the effects of COVID and the interest rates have rock bottomed. Because what was happening, dear students, if we go back to just a year ago, as the disaster was unfolding, we see, and then this is, these are, again, a commercial paper is Apple, Banner Health, Baptist. This is from another money market mutual fund, Chevron. We see that rates were a little higher just a year ago, 1.7%, 1.45%. 1.45. Notice that Chevron, the oil companies, were hurting a little bit. They have to pay a little bit more. And notice when they all mature very soon, which is what we'd expect because their commercial paper, you know, I forget what date this was, but see this, I think it was the end of March, this one. I forgot. I should have written down the date. But this one expires or matures, I'm sorry, May 13th. And notice that this was right at the end of April, right? That's why you're seeing hardly any difference. The round off, we don't see the last three digits. But here you can see the difference. These matured on November 30th of 2020, the Apple commercial paper. And so whoever owned it on this date could turn around and sell it, I think this is the end of April, right? For 30,542 multiply times 1,000, 030s. But whoever owned it on this date on November 30th, 2020, received 30,850, the discount method. So that was as the disaster began unfolding. So if we go back to a year before, we see that interest rates were even a little higher in the 2% rate. So these are, again, short-term securities, September 30th, 2018. So interest rates had been steadily going up, as we say, starting in 2015. So if we go back to 2018, we'll see that they're a little bit lower. Here's 2%, 1.5%. If we go to spring of 2018, we see they're even a little lower, 1.5%, 1.25, 1.16. And then if we go back to before 2018, that's when the Federal Reserve started raising short-term rates after the Great Recession hit in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We see that, yep, there they are, 0.09%, 0.1%, 0.1%, 0.07%. So the Federal Reserve said, look, you know, we're recovering from the Great Recession. It's time to start raising short-term interest rates. And then they were raising them as the economy was doing better and better. And then finally, what happened? COVID hit us like a ton of bricks, and we're back to nothing. We're back to 0.01%. And that's only because, as we saw in the T. Rowe Price cash reserve money market funds, T. Rowe Price, the company T. Rowe Price, and there's one of the companies you can investigate next chapter, they are waiving their fees so that you earn something. They don't want you to think that you're earning nothing, which you are. 0.01% is basically nothing. But if they did not waive, and not when you waive at somebody, when they forego or forgive the fees, you would actually be paying them to hold on to your money, which is what some people are doing these days. Some people are, not so much in the United States, but outside the United States, in Europe and Japan, people are paying to take their money and give it to somebody else, and they get back less. They're basically paying to have somebody hold on to their money. Why wouldn't you just put it in a bank? Why wouldn't you put it under your mattress? Well, I guess when you have $45 million or $415 million, you can't put it under your mattress. And the banks probably don't want you to give it to them because that's too much money. No. Why wouldn't a bank take it? A bank would take it. I don't know. I'm not involved in this, so I don't know. But anyway, please go through and in the assignment, you'll check out the rates for short-term interest, for short-term securities, and you'll find that the interest rates are nothing, zero. You might as well keep your money under the mattress. Okay, students, be awesome. We are proud of you. Thank you so much for being in our class.